Funny intro.
Well, here's one for you. Did you know that the guy, Bruce Campbell, that played Ash from The Evil Dead, hated the title Evil Dead?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Apparently, it was originally going to be called Book of the Dead, but George Romero didn't think that it would sell because he thought people were like, oh, man, people books? Are going to think they're going to need to read. So the other titles were Blood Flood, Death of the Dead, and The Evil Dead. And Bruce Campbell was like, they all suck, but Evil Dead's like the least shitty.
I was just thinking it. That, oh, it doesn't sound very good.
So now you know.
Yeah.
Great. Anyway.
Terrence! Oh, sorry.
Not there yet. Well, guys. Let's try and be at least one time professional here. Let's pretend we're like, know what we're doing.
The desert besides the IG looks like a face.
What?
Arkea. It looks like a face.
Ignore that, everybody. No one knows what you're talking about. Adrian? No one ever knows what you're talking about. No one knows what I'm talking about either. Anyway. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Role Players Podcast. It's episode 10 of After World. We got Adam, and he's playing who?
I am playing Terrence Rex.
Terrence Rex.
Maru.
And okay, so now we're going to go. And starring Adrian as...
IG-88.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dun, hit dun, it. Dun.
Hit Adrian, it now. Your German accent's getting so much better.
Hit it now. Now.
Can hit my mic if that's what you want.
No, I have to edit out all the time. Like... Actually, last time, Adam, you had a little dong. You like touched your, you bind your, you clunked your mic on accident last time.
I know.
Usually, it's Adrian clung along and on his mic. Can't keep his hands
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, guys, thanks for coming today to the episode, everybody out there. We got a doozy for you today. The guys are driving down the desert road, and they wanted to go see Site 17, see it for themselves, see what all the fuss is about.
Oh, and we're level 3 now.
They advanced. They leveled up. They got some things. Hopefully, they got some good things.
We're almost veterans next?
No, seasoned. Mm-hmm. They're almost seasoned. Well seasoned with some.
Oh
some
yeah, nice... seasoned, not veterans. But we have the next rank next turn.
So. What's in that little robot head that you're jacking into there, son?
What isn't there?
You did your hacking roll last time.
I did my hacking roll and I rolled like a 13 or a 14.
It was pretty GD good.
Yeah, we fought a version of IG and we fucked its brains.
Yeah, there was.
Well,
that's what
IG's doing now.
Yeah, they fucked its body before with bullets. Now they're.
No, the brain.
And
just
then the head tried getting away. And yeah. And IG was like, no, you don't, little head. Pew, pew. And he's like, I'm gonna jack my device into it. My own personal jack.
Yeah,
go into that head.
Yeah, what's that say?
Oh, I'm gonna edit this out. Don't worry, everybody. Oh, God.
What's it say inside of the brain?
In the brain, you see, first you get the designation of the model, it's IG-97.
Mm-hmm.
You get the company that created it, which is Oculus, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this particular model is being used by a company called Corpulux, and IG might remember one of his contracts he did a long time ago. No, they said contracts because you're not like a hired killer, but you know, I guess they still call them contracts even though you're a robot that has to kill for them. It was one of your jobs you did. You killed somebody from Corpulux back in the day, and apparently they're mad about it. There's a lot of stuff about tracking you, IG-88. There's information about how they were following your old GPS signal when it activated, whenever you were turned on again in the junkyard. So you still have GPS signal in you. And a lot of stuff about the new IG-97 model. You learn what I kind of think I showed you after the game last time. It has the ability to, you know, disassemble itself. That's why it was whenever you destroyed its body, it shot its head off and started flying away, and then blew up its body.
Mm-hmm.
And you also see about it has a very interesting. Probably interesting to you. You probably think it's pretty cool because it's something you could maybe like to have. It has like a interchangeable gun system connected to its body, where it can just, you know, change its gun to whatever need it might have. And yeah, it's just a lot of information about the company and who sent it and why they're after you. And yeah, that's pretty much most of it.
Can you write the name of the company in the chat, please?
Corpulux. Terrence is collecting what little bits and bobs he can of the remnants of the explosion.
Not Corpulux.
That's what I understand. That's why I told you to write it down.
Corpulux.
So Adrian typed in what he thought I said, and Justin said he typed in Corpy, Corpy, space Lux. Corpulux.
That can be what IG calls it.
Maybe.
Justin, that was even funnier to me because I thought you typed that in as a joke. I didn't. It's like it's just above where my pop filter is, so I couldn't see who typed it. So I moved my head to the side. I was like, oh fuck, IG typed. He thought you said Corpulux.
What's Adrian doing? His best.
His best. Okay, so I am. Also, I found out that we have a listener out there who thinks that Justin and I make fun of Adrian.
I make fun of myself
when we laugh at the silly shit that he says, but just because Adrian's really funny.
Because it's guys, we're not bullying.
Huh?
If you just do stupid shit and you feel down about it, if you do stupid shit and embrace it, so other people can laugh about it.
That's right. You see,
I love that you said "wattle of butter" one day.
Yeah, Adrian wouldn't be here if he felt like he was being bullied.
He wouldn't want to be adopted by us.
We're trying to adopt him, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
we're not abusing ourselves.
Yeah. So Terrence is trying to collect all of the what he can find. I think I started doing that a little bit last time, but
you
just
did.
To kind
why
of reiterate.
Why don't you roll repair to see what you can, like, you know, discern is salvageable and what you can pick up that isn't, like,
repair. That's 11. 11.
You get 11 pieces of scrap.
What?
For this thing. And you get one piece of, like, looks like salvageable, like, circuitry and technology from inside
what?
Of it.
So I get 11 more scrap?
Yeah. But it's particularly it's IG-97 scrap, so you can
11
like robot armor pieces
scrap.
And body pieces and things.
Sick. And I also got a what now?
You got one piece of salvageable technology circuitry.
I'm
from it.
Put one salvageable technology.
There you
one
go.
Salvage tech. Cool.
Great.
I think it was a IG TV show or a game where you could do that. When you find certain bits, you can trade it for shit. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah, sounds like a TV show. I participated in
IG.
Yes.
What's going on up there, buddy?
It's quite discerning. I completely forgot about this, but apparently this IG model, it wasn't a coincidence that he was here.
Oh?
I think that he was following us, and I have the suspicion that there's still a GPS?
Yes.
That's it.
Still in my head, but I'm not sure. When we have time, you should look if I still have it in my head.
You want me to take out the GPS in your brain?
Yes, if there's still one, because if you don't, there might be more IGs following us.
Hmm. Perhaps I can lay a booby trap and take it out of your head, or wherever it is, and place it somewhere where there's an explosion.
How would you use a booby trap to remove the chip?
No, I would put your GPS in the booby trap, so when someone else comes to look for the tracker...
Ah, that's
right,
smart, yes.
They'd be like, oh, we got him now. And they would be like, oh no, kaboom.
Oh, yikes.
I like that, yes.
Yeah, so that would buy us some time if they're tracking a different thing. Ooh, we just need to put it on somebody else's car. That way it's always moving. Ooh, I got it. IG, I'm going to... IG, we're going to chuck that motherfucker into one of these gang bases.
Yeah. And then those people, I think they were called Corpilux. I'm not quite sure the name.
Corpilux?
Corpilux, exactly.
Corpilux, got it.
And then they might show up there and then they fight each other.
Oh, yeah. See, that's how we can kill two turds with one stone, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam, I don't know if you wrote down last time, but you also took, like, the remnants of the drone at the
robot. Oh, fuck, I did take the drone. I forgot about that.
You did,
yeah, baby.
It's also shut up a little bit, but...
I have something that says item, zero quantity. I'm just going to write it there. Drone bits.
Bits of a drone. Yeah. So,
also,
yeah, you guys...
Can you get something from that hat? Some kind of salvageable technology or stuff like that?
I mean, do you want me to take it apart? Or,
sure.
I mean, I definitely should study it.
I don't really care about it.
Well, why don't we just take it with us? That way, when I have a spot that I can actually stop and not feel like I'm going to be tracked and shot at, let's take a look at your head first, though, pal.
Yeah. You're pretending to open.
Let's crack that egg open.
So, do you want me to try to take that out now? Or
let's go somewhere more safer.
Okay. We're heading towards Site 7C. Well, Newport first, I guess.
Yeah.
Old Newport Reds.
All right.
Probably 5 miles off or so. You guys have been driving for a good minute.
Let's. We've been driving for a good minute. Why don't we drive a few more miles and then see what happens?
A few more minutes.
Yeah. All right. And I'll grab the head and kind of make sure that all the lights are off. Did he say there was a memory card in it? Was that what he was doing? Did he plug into the head or did he plug into like a memory card?
He probably plugged into like some sort of port that goes into its memories and data and files and things like that.
I want to. Well, then wouldn't it stand to reason that since how most computers work, if you're plugging into something, that there is like some sort of circuitry or like part of the, let's call it the motherboard that goes into. So I would know that if he was getting data from that particular plug, then that's the plug where the memory card is. That maybe I could like yank that son of a bitch out just that way. Like I don't want that fucking robot to wake up or something and know what happened to it.
I doubt it's going to wake up.
Hey, you never know. I don't know about these 97 models.
Yeah.
They can split their brain, apparently.
That was a pretty good sleep I had, guys. Where am I?
Under the head. That's my body.
This is your brother. We're building you a new body.
Brother, I love you. I'm just a baby now to my head.
Well, could I at least be certain that this thing isn't going to wake back up a second time and fucking blow itself up while we're in the car?
You can probably assume that the head doesn't have an explosive thing in it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe why don't you roll a pair, see what you know, as you're looking at it.
Oh, that's a niner.
Okay. Yeah, you're looking it over. You feel like, it looks like it's pretty fried. You can't tell just by looking at it if it's got any juice left to come back to life or not, but it doesn't look like there's any bomb in its head, you can tell. Yeah, but you also think, you feel like you could probably take the... You could probably take out like the meat of the matter, take its brain out, and leave the carcass behind if you wanted to.
Oh no, I'm gonna bring it with me if I know it's not gonna do anything. That way, I can use it for something later.
Yeah, you feel pretty sure.
Okay, cool. All right, then let's get in the car, IG. Let's get the fuck out of here. It's getting hot.
This place sucks. Also, don't forget,
I just had an idea.
What?
I don't know if we would ever need this, but we could also strap that head to my head, and then I could discover myself as him.
You could disguise yourself as him?
Yes. As IG-97, if I strap his head to mine.
Then you can send a video to Corpilux and say, hey, it's me, did the job.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what we can do is take the bits off of, you know, that I was able to salvage, including the head and parts of the body, and kind of start patching them onto you, like some type of, like additional riveting and stuff for like armor and you know, so you can withstand more crap.
That's good.
As for your disguise, I mean, we might be able to outfit some sort of mask that can go over top of your face, because you guys do look pretty different. And I think if we just add that face to your face, you're just going to be a two-faced robot. And I don't think they have those.
And that would be creepy.
Yeah, it'd be very creepy. Maybe for Halloween or something, we can do that. Yeah. But that's a good idea. Oh, it's Halloween. Oh, yeah. Let's ponder more on that. That when we have a safe place, we can we can fuck around.
Fuckaroony doony around. All right, you guys start driving away. You're driving along, and
we're driving along.
A couple minutes pass, and then you see up ahead of the road, somebody on a little dirt bike pulls up on the middle of the road, and he holds up a hand.
The middle of the road.
Yeah, he's like just in the middle, like the middle of the road. You're like a little two lane, little highway.
So they're in the center of the lanes, or they're on our side of the lane?
They're in the center of the lane.
Oh, I don't care. What are they doing?
he's just holding his hand up.
He's holding his hand up like he has a question in class.
He's obviously using context clues and inference, you could probably surmise he's saying, "Hold up there."
Belly. No.
What does he look like?
He's just wearing like a big old a shitty coat, some goggles probably and a scarf.
We'll just keep driving past him.
Yeah, this looks like a shady dude.
So he turns around and like two more guys pull up on the road on bikes and they start following after you.
I knew it.
Can't trust those shady looking people.
Nope. Do these guys look like they're whores, man?
No, they're not like, as you drive past me, he's just wearing like a shitty old, like a duster coat.
So they're just shitty bikers.
They didn't have their little leather jacket and or like the little jean jacket that the other guys wear with like the little patches on them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sniper rifle. I would want to lean out the window.
So as you're before you do that, the guy who was like in the middle of the road, he's like waving his hand out, like he's like, what? He's like, hey, what the fuck? Yeah, what? Blah, blah, blah. He's trying to get your attention and shit. And so you lean out the window with your sniper rifle.
But there's two people following us now.
Three.
Yeah.
Two people joined the original guy.
Well, wasn't he in the middle of the road?
He was.
And then he's now he's following behind us. Plus those other two nerds. Do they look like they have malicious intent?
I mean, they have weaponry attached, strapped to them somewhere or other.
But are they pulling it out so they're looking like they are about to use it as IG is currently flexing?
Up until the point he has done that, they have not pulled out any weaponry now. They do have, like, you can see they have, like, sticks attached to their back and shit. They have some sort of, like, spear-type implement.
Okay. I'm just going to keep going. I mean, I don't know these buttholes.
So, are you leaning out the window with your sniper rifle, IG?
I want to try and shoot the tires.
Oh, Jesus.
IG, wait.
What?
Do we know for sure that they're trying to kill us?
Do we really want to find out if they want to try to kill us?
Well, they haven't drawn their weapons yet, so let's just keep going and see what happens.
All right.
I don't know who we're about to shoot at, and I think we should at least know who we're trying to kill before we kill them, just in case we spark the ire of another fucking gang out here.
As if he hasn't done that already.
I feel like you because I forgot you're from here too. I was gonna say earlier too, Terrence. Don't forget you have a cave somewhere up in this area that you used to live in. If you probably still would call your home. If you want to visit.
Do I know that there's butthole bikers that
on the road? You know that these are probably the person at the gas station mentioned that there's a gang in the desert that's that generally lives out around in here that's called the Buzzards. And these are probably the guys that you've seen them rolling around and being buzzardy.
All right, I take it back, IG. Shoot them full of so many holes.
You gotta make up your mind, but all right.
Let me give you more.
God didn't tell me what I fucking knew, so.
They don't go around killing people generally. I forgot you're from here, okay? We just decided that like randomly before the last episode.
It's fine. God didn't tell me what I knew. Now I know. Sorry, son.
They don't really go around killing people and being something kind of like they do probably steal people and kind of harass people, but they don't around murdering.
I can hear your clicking. It means you're looking for something. What information are you still looking for?
God is clicking.
I'm just being jittery is all I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. Fuck it. Shoot the tires anyway. I don't care. These guys are some bitches.
IG makes the robot version of a hmp and
all right
Looks out the window again, and I try to shoot their tires.
Okay, let me first remind myself, because there's an unstable surface sort of thing for when you're shooting from a moving thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's mounted combat. Is that what we're doing? Is so it's in the little shortcut thing on the character sheets. It says, mount and rider act on same action card. Rider attacks with lower of fighting or riding. Shooting incurs a -2 unstable platform penalty. Charging is a +4 damage, but requires 6 inches of straight movement.
What page is that on?
It is on our character sheets.
Oh.
If you have the one that you made for IG-97, just click where the little sword is on the top of the screen on the right side, and it'll show you those nice little shortcuts that I've been using.
Oh, very nice.
The more you know.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And if you click the button next to that, it tells you where all the bugs are in the bug fixes in this version. Version 1.0.18.
Yeah.
You didn't know that was there?
I know we have the bug fixes.
Oh. I was going to say, I swear I've been talking about this fucking optional situation rule bullshit for like fucking a month. Anyway, so it's a -2 to shooting is what it is.
Yeah, and they haven't like caught up to yet, so I'm going to give you totally -4.
Oof.
Wow, so you have to roll like an 8 just to hit, IG.
But I can do it.
Fucking do it. That's plus shooting.
Plus shoot.
13. That's 13 minus 4, which is a 9. How's that treat you?
you shoot? They're kind of like the guy who's in the middle of the road. He's kind of leading in front of the other two guys. So you're going to try and shoot his like front
tire? Yeah, first trying to shoot his tire.
All right, so you see it like fucking rubber shit explode, and he fucking like swerves and like he swerves off to the right, and the one guy behind him. Let's make that guy do a driving roll, see if he can avoid the where the fuck's my enemies.
Yo, I was going to say, if he got hit a big-ass sniper rifle and that little fucking motorcycle
just
tire.
He's driving.
I was going to say, he must be like the transporter level good to not fly out of that fucking bike.
Oh, no, that first guy definitely flies out of him. So this is the guy behind him, see if he can avoid. And he's managed to just barely get around his buddy and not wreck. And then they kind of like, they pull to a stop, checking their friend.
That's why they need to wear helmets.
And you see the guy who like, just swerved around the other guy. He's like in front of them, closest to you on the road. He's sideways now to you guys, and he like does a big middle finger, and you see it in your scope. Like, IG, as you drive away.
So he steps side us now.
No, he
turned his side to us. He pulled over to look at the his friend being hurt.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna honk.
Meep.
The guy, he hit his finger up, and he just like does like a dismissing, like a wave of the hand, like he's like, fuck you guys.
Let's just keep going.
Do they still try to follow us?
No, they're checking on their buddy.
I'm surprised they tried to launch an assault, seeing that we still have the Motorhead logo on our car.
Maybe that's why they did it.
Yeah, maybe.
could be.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe that will be a warning to them.
That'll be worrying to mess with the not Motorheads.
Yeah.
Man,
maybe you should try tracking crew on our car.
Yeah. But who knows? Anyway, I go through cars so quickly, I just keep crashing them and getting new ones. I don't know if it'd be worth painting them.
are you so okay to keep a watch behind Adrian on the scope, Adrian?
Yeah.
You see him pick up their buddy, and they kind of like pull him up on the back of the one bike, and they kind of just drive off into the hills.
Man, how fucking far
right, you bastards.
Either we're not going fast, or there's like, is this just a flat plane? It's like, how the fuck do we still see them? Like, I haven't stopped moving since we started shooting at them.
It's as flat and as far away as we need to be to tell a story.
I was imagining that they're like little specks in my rearview mirror now.
They kind of are. That's why I was asking if Adrian, if IG's looking through the scope of his gun, the way he can like, they're still pretty small, but he just sees them going off.
I don't give a fuck what they're doing.
The land changes as is needed for me to tell you what I want you to see.
Okay.
If I want there to be an ocean suddenly, the fucking land falls away and the ocean appears.
Excellent. This is the weirdest timeline.
No wonder no one comes to this desert. It's fucking weird as shit.
How far is Newport, I wonder? Look at the map,
you see a sign that says, it's an old rusty sign that says, Newport, one mile, next exit.
Oh. I love
it's
old
one mile away.
Oh, perfect. What convenient timing.
Who would have thought, huh?
Oh, yeah. So let's drive there.
Yeah, so
I wonder what it looks like.
You come off there's a little ramp off the highway. There's like a little bridge across that goes like to, you know, another conjoining highway that goes, you know, away from the town southwards. And then you pull up through it. It's kind of like, I think I described Ashburn as being just like, it's like a town mostly built around like the highway, and there's like shit, you know, buildings and houses, you know, spread further out from it, but it's not like super sprawling. So you come off your original highway you were on westbound, and you come up onto the northbound highway into the town, and you just see kind of, you know, just like, you know, fucking buildings with holes in them, buildings with fucking windows missing, buildings with boards in the windows, buildings that have signs that say beer here, and shit like that. Your various businesses and what have you.
Okay, so it's not a particular, there's nothing particularly interesting about this town, like any other fucking town we've been in, is what you're saying.
Maybe not. I mean, not particularly.
There are a ton at a clothing shop.
As you, there's a clothing shop. But as you drive, and also there was, Ashburn had the grub and tug, which just because you didn't use it doesn't mean it's not exciting.
True.
Many men have given it many rave reviews.
They have.
Anyhooser, but yeah, as you're kind of driving through there, you see like there's a guy, and he's got like an old beat up cowboy hat, and he's got like a black sort of coat on, and he's holding like a rifle, and he's got like an old, you can see as you glance at him, is like he's got like a little badge on his jacket.
Uh huh.
And he's kind of watches as you drive by.
Maybe you can ask this guy if he knows anything about the surroundings.
Yes.
The surrounding lands, yes.
Well, maybe let's find a nice place to park first. Before we go start trying to talk to strangers. I don't know. Just because he's the most interesting looking guy around here doesn't mean I care to talk to him.
And then as you see a guy sitting at a table, black suit, older man with dark tan skin and white hair and white beard, and he's drinking Jose Cuervo or whatever the fuck that guy used to drink. Or Double X, whatever the fuck they were.
The most interesting man in the world.
He points to you and says, thirsty, my friends. No, that doesn't really happen. There's an old Mexican looking guy sitting out there, an old Spaniard looking guy sitting out in front of a cantina drinking.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's fine.
But you don't talk to him, he's just there.
let's just grab our funnel out of the trunk and put some more gas in the car. We've been driving a bit.
Yeah. You guys got plenty.
Oh, never mind. Let's not do that.
I mean, you got plenty reserved to use for that purpose since he stole.
Oh, great. Well, let's do that.
Yeah,
get a lot of conflicting thoughts from God today.
Really, you gotta stop listening to your God and just do your own thing.
Didn't know you were so faithful, Dad.
Well, you know, it's not that I have faith in.
I don't have any
God. It's just that, you know, sometimes I wonder if I'm just in a simulation. That's all.
Sometimes I wonder if this feeling as well. I thought it was just me because I'm a robot.
No, it's you know, since I'm a creature of science, sometimes I wonder if I've been plugged into some kind of matrix and I never got the fuck out.
Maybe we all are.
Like that movie Matrix Rebooted.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Came out in 2037.
Oh yeah.
You guys weren't there for it.
I wasn't.
Anywho, sir.
Well, where do you want to go, IG? You take the lead. You are doing a good job lately.
How about you look at the head, and then we start walking around and maybe get something to drink for you and then talk to some people?
Do you want to go pay a visit to the local patrons while I take a look at the head under the shade of this porch over here?
Sure, you can do that.
I'm glad you took the bait at him. I was just saying, you guys just pull. Just tell me where you see a place to pull up. It's there. A swimming pool with a bunch of chicks in bikinis, a bunch of Saurian ladies in bikinis. It's there for you. Not really. That's a joke.
I know my wiener's starting to come out.
Your Saurian wiener.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna set it under here. There's a little overhang with a couple of wooden seats. I'm gonna go over here and start tinkering with the, you know, so I can get out of the heat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab my little box of assorted tools and trinkets and send it there and start poking around with my screwdriver cool. Into the brain of this thing. While IG
I'll
goes
try
and
to do some information gathering.
Yeah, where are you gonna go, IG? We'll do your rolling on the repair later. But where's you going, IG?
Is the Apa or something like that?
Yeah, there's the we're just gonna call it the old cantina is where the most interesting man in the world is sitting outside drinking.
And I want to go in there.
Okay, you hear we'll insert cantina music here, but not the copyrighted Star Wars one, even though it's very very nice and fun.
Mm.
Okay, you walk in and. It has like a sort of a dinged up old green door with like a sign over it that says open, and you open up and it goes ding ling ding ling, and some people look over their shoulder at you and they look away and then they double take because they're like, is that a fucking robot walking in there?
Wait a minute, you said there was a sign that says open, but he had to open the door. It wasn't open at all. That's a lie.
False advertisement. It's saying you have to open this door. It says is what it's trying to tell you. Maybe I don't know.
So I ignore these people, walk up to the bar, and lean on it and say, one glass of oil, please.
there's like a big dude in like a black vest and a white rolled up sleeves. He's like just fisting a cup with a rag. And he's like, you want like cooking oil, or what are you talking about there?
Yes. As you might have noticed, I'm not a human.
Yes, I see that. You might have just like used. It's gonna be like a little burn up with where we've been frying.
That's also fine.
All right, Martha, a cup of oil, please.
There's a lot of Marthas around here.
Yeah.
yeah, just some of the runoff, I guess. We don't need to charge this fella for it. He's a robot. Yeah, I guess he wants to drink it. I don't know. Yeah, I should be right out with that.
Okay.
You know anything else?
Have you heard about some secret base around here?
You mean like where the buzzards hang out?
Maybe. What are these buzzard people?
It's just a bunch of scavenging dickheads that ride around on dirt bikes and cause problems and yell at people and throw boomsticks at people. Sometimes.
I think I might have encountered them earlier before in the day.
Oh yeah, you came. Oh yeah, I guess you would have. You just came into town. I didn't see you around here. I think I would have noticed.
That they were following us with three bikes, but I blew one of the bikes up, and then I just ran away.
I was going to give you his oil on the house, but I guess pick it more on that. I don't know. If you don't want something else, I guess I'll give it to you for free. That's all I'm saying. That's pretty good.
Very nice of you. Big man.
Thanks.
Anything else interesting around here? Like any hidden bases that could have technology or weapons in them? Does that ring a bell?
He kind of like looks around and he's like, those horsemen fuckers been running through the desert looking at some old bunker or something. I don't know much about it, but I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah.
Would you know anything about this? Or do you know anyone who would know about this?
Probably somebody older folks around here that were around before, back when things, still kind of were running. My dad used to tell me some stories about shit like that. Said there was all kind of old things they built in this desert and hid shit, or other places like this that had remote spots so they could hide away stuff, tuck things away for safe if everything went to shit.
Where can I find him?
My dad.
Yeah.
Up in the graveyard. He's dead. But there's
you can talk to ghosts.
He might be still outside. There's a guy named Miguel. He's a pretty interesting fella. He used to be around here before everything went to shit, before my time.
Yeah, I was seeing his outfit and he looked really interesting.
Yeah, he's always got something interesting to say, and he's always, every time he's drinking with us, he's always like, stay thirsty, friends, and we're like, hey! And he likes to say that, I guess.
Okay, then. Thanks for the information.
Hey, no problem, fella. Oh, here's that oil. An old related frizzy hair, and I'm just like, here you go.
Then I take the glass, I walk a couple of feet from the barway, drink the oil, and then throw the glass back to the barkeeper.
Did you just say you drink the oil?
Yes.
You mean you open up your little oil hatch and you pour it in your oil hatch?
Yeah, what else would I do at a bar?
He catches it, he's like, oh, thanks, fella.
Just finger gun him.
See, now you're
where's your oil hatch?
My oil hatch is probably where Arena would be.
What?
My oil hatch is probably in my crotch.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He has an oil dick.
I'm putting images in my own head to make me laugh.
When he needs to drain it, a little tube pops out. Okay, yeah, so you got that, and you're going to go outside and talk to Miguel?
Look around and walk up to this guy. Are you Miguel?
I am.
That's great. Can you tell me about this bunker that horsemen are looking for?
I could.
You could?
He takes a drink of his cup. Why are you interested in it?
Why wouldn't I be interested in it?
For your own safety, perhaps?
Safety never really concerned me.
Ah, well, sit down, my friend.
Can you sit down?
Oh, yeah. Excellent. So, what do you want to know about this place?
Do you know what's in there?
Oh, no, those things were always kept very secret. I just know that around here, at least, it was old corporations. There's not any government bunkers and facilities around here. It was mostly privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly which company. As I said, it's all they kept all those things very quiet. But
do you know where it is?
Not precisely. I know there's an old. An old road off southwest of here that has all sorts of signs that say private property. If you go a little further down, you'll see a big old fence. They've roped the whole place off with a big chain link fence, barbed wire.
Do you mind marking that crest location on my map?
Oh, look, it's Radio Amelia. Oh, your map ends right here where the desert comes, though.
Yeah,
you got a map of the other area. I can't really mark it for you, but
can you draw the rest of the map for us?
He flips over
can
your
you
thing.
Please
he's like,
draw it on there.
He flips over your thing. He's like, hold on a second. I'm gonna go in there and see if they got something to write with. He gets up.
Okay. Thanks.
And the music comes out for just a second, and he closes the door. And you're sitting out there. A lady walks by, and she looks at you like, oh, that's a robot. <He's walking. laughs>
And I wink at him with my one eye.
Oh. So you blink at her.
Yeah, like flirty winking.
And he comes back out. Ding, ding, ding. Here we go. Got an old little pencil here. He's like, okay, so we're here. He draws a little circle. This here's Newport.
Mm-hmm.
The road south, straight out of town. You could take that. And then there's a little offshoot here. He draws a little offshoot. Now that's, mm-hmm. That's not the secret road. That's, what is that one called? It's called Pebble Valley Road or something. I don't know, something dumb. And then just a little further down, you'll see it's unmarked. There's an old dirt road, but it says there's an old sign. Might still be there. I haven't been there in a while. There's a couple of signs that say private property, keep out, all that sort of business.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that after not too long down Pebble Valley Road, and then just take that, and you'll probably get there. But I would say be careful. The horsemen have got that place. They're keeping a watch on it.
We'll try to be careful.
It's all you can do out there.
Then that's very nice of you. Can I do anything for you?
You buy me another drink?
Sure.
Thanks.
How much is another drink?
Oh, if you tell him it's for me, he won't charge you too much. I got just a whiskey. No, it's not crazy. He's got an old bottle he keeps for me. Just for me. I'm not trying to brag.
Because I'll just give you the money and you can get the drink yourself.
Oh, that's fair. $3 is usually all we charge me for a glass.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the drawings.
Thanks. No problem. Thanks for getting my old brain thinking again. Yeah. Thanks for also helping me lose my very slight accent / voice I had.
No problem. And I stand up and walk back to Terrence.
Safe travels, robot.
Thanks, you too.
Stay thirsty, old robot.
Man. Oh, yeah, stay thirsty.
I show him my crotch.
He gives you a thumbs up. All right, and then okay. So as that was happening, Terrence Rex, you're over there with the little head of the robot on a little bench.
I don't know, he's drinking, away. But when I do, it's through my crotch.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, so I'm taking out my little screwdriver set, my little micro screwdriver set. You know, I'm kind of squeaky, wicky, wicky, you know.
It's the ASMR edition.
Yeah, so roll me a repair. Also, tell me what you're exactly trying to do.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to remove the memory chip or the memory card.
Very good. Good to know. Okay, roll repair. See what you do there.
Seems like it shouldn't be too difficult because it's dead. Yeah. But you know, we'll see if my roll agrees. I got a 5. Okay.
Okay. You kind of scrape up a little bit, but you get it out.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's great. As long as it's intact, I don't give a fuck how you describe it. What's it look like? Is it like a big old memory block, like a phone, or is it like more like a phone chip, where it's just like a little memory card, or is it like a hard drive?
It's probably got like a little housing, and then you crack that open. It's got like probably like the size of like a half of like a USB thing we have these days. Probably half size of that.
Like a flash drive,
like literally probably the size of your thumbnail, like tip of your thumb.
Oh, a thumb drive, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I take that out. If it looks intact, I'm gonna hold on to that bad boy because there's probably some more data on there that I can use for my own gains later.
Gains.
Yeah, I would also like to see if I can. I want to just do a general understanding of, do I understand what the fuck, how this thing works? Like, it's mostly just like a data, me just trying to understand it better so I can see if I can manipulate it for my own means or to use it for IG. Because I think I don't know if IG works the same way. I guess maybe what I'm asking is, how similar is this to how IG's wired, since I've fucked around in his casing a few times?
Right. Is there a science skill, and do you have it? Or electronics? You don't have that either.
I don't, but I'll still roll it.
Yeah, you can roll either science or electronics. Doesn't really matter. I guess they're both on
skills. I don't have a skill in those. It's weird that I don't have one in electronics, though. That's interesting.
You're more a mechanical guy than an electronical guy.
That's true. I'm trying to stay away from the nerdy thing. Unskilled? Wait. Roll, bitch.
Bitch, roll.
I got a 0.
Yeah,
I rolled a 2.
You don't know. you're looking at it. You're like that's poking there with your little screws. You lift like a little wire up. You look and you're like, I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm trying to see if I have any Benjamins left from the previous game. I don't know where I wrote them down at, though. Isn't there a thing?
Probably have at least one.
I only have one.
I have two. You probably have two as well.
You get one every episode, start of every game.
All right, well, I'm gonna re-roll that. I'm like, you know what? Maybe take another look at that, just to make sure that I don't know for sure.
Wait a second. Let me see here.
Terrence Rex uses a Benny.
Excellent. Three.
Fuck.
Damn it.
It's better.
It like, is.
Ooh, wait. No, that's nothing.
Hang on a second.
Hang on.
4 + 5. Oh, yeah. It aced and then got a 1, and then it was a -2. So, balls, man. Oh, well, guess I don't know dick about this. Okay. Okie dokie. So
somebody drives by down the road.
Oh, okay, perfect. I think what I would like to do then is just take what looks like isn't fucked up from when IG molested it and just remove it so I have more shit to use for it. Oh, no, here's what I want to do. I'm going to grab the drone out of the car, too.
And I'm going to do something similar, but in this case,
it says, Adam, where's my dad? No, it doesn't.
Hello, my son. IG, you have a brother.
Are you my new dad?
tell mother. I would like to see if I can repair this particular drone now that I've...
You're going to pair it again? You're going to pair it back with the...
No, yeah, what? Yeah. I'm going to not re-hyphen pair. I'm going to repair. I want to see if I can just patch up the hole that we put in it to make it, to take it down. And so I can try to reuse it later.
Okay. Yeah, there's probably like some like wiring has been busted. So I'm going to say you can probably patch those things together. I mean, I'm sure maybe you probably have like a little soldering iron you probably have somewhere you found. You can solder some things together.
Yeah, I'd probably have that if I work on cars. If I'm more mechanical, I'd probably
roll a repair again. See if you can attach wires and connect things.
Whoop-hail. I got a 5.
Thank goodness you got that wild die 5. You connect some wires up. You kind of like, you know, plug some things back together, tie some things off. Best of your ability. It looks like everything's reattached as far as you see. It hasn't been just removed completely.
Okie dokie.
Could I
convince you on the study of the head that I could roll a knowledge roll for that just in general, since I've been working on IG a bit more lately, so that would be a little more common knowledge to me?
Sure.
Could I convince you that I could at least take one more swack at it just to see if there's anything that matches up with what... Because I think it would at least stand to reason that I could see what is at least similar to how IG is wired and made.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm going to say, you see him walking back from the bar, you're like, hold on a second, I've been working on that motherfucker all the time. Let me take another look at this thing.
All right, one more time. A 4. That's just enough. Whew!
That's enough. Yeah, you see some, what was your original question why you were doing this? I forget. It was a long time ago.
I want to see what similarities there are, because I think I could be able to use context to see what's different about it by at least knowing what's similar. So like I can go through and be like, okay, I know the IG has this here and I have this, he has this here, but these are different. So at least I can, even if I don't know what they are, I know that they're different. You know,
right.
I just want to understand what makes this like an upgraded model of IG, like what, at least internally, what's different.
Yeah. So you haven't seen much inside IG's head, but from what you've seen in like the rest of his body where you've opened up and looked at, it seems like this thing has much more like compact design, like much more streamlined design.
More high tech words that people use when they're presenting new things.
So you haven't been in his brain, but I'm just going to say just by seeing that, like, you know, the wiring is more like compact, like I said, it's just more like streamlined everything. You can probably imagine that, like, if you were to look inside IG's brain, he'd probably have like a bigger memory thing, like taking up more space. He probably runs hotter on the inside.
All right, I'm gonna take, if there's a cooling unit, I'm gonna take that out of it. Because there's got to be one. If that's where the hard drive hangs out, or if that's where the motherboard hangs out, there has to be something that keeps it cool.
The little memory chip you took out, like the little box it was in, is like what actually has like the ports and everything you can connect to. So you're gonna keep that way you can like connect to it later. Because the thumb drive itself connects into the thing, it probably connect into IG's brain or something else. I don't know how many other computers that could use it. But there's like a little fan on the side of the little box where the memory and data chip was and all that.
Okay, so I see IG coming up, right?
Yeah.
Son, come here for a second.
Yes? What is it?
Well,
look inside your head.
Before I get to what I was going to do, let me just say that I am very proud of you for going and talking to people on your own. How did that go?
I was trying to be the coolest robot I could be, and it was kind of exhausting.
Yeah, I understand. You're a little bit more of an introverted robot. But you did a good job. Did you find anything?
Yes, I got this old nice man to draw on our map so we can find Site 17 better.
Did you say old nice man or old ass man?
Old nice man.
Okay.
This old ass man.
That's sweet. So nice, this nice old man. Okay, continue.
He drew on our map?
Yes, he drew on our map so we can find the way better. And I also got some oil in my crotch.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you got a little something down there. You need to really wipe after you're done there, buddy.
I should.
Is that an onion?
So I look at the map and I see that he made some reference to those roads, right? That there's a couple different roads.
Yeah, it's like a rub. You see the little dot says, it says like NP for Newport, and it like does, it says like a line going south, and then like that line going west, and then it says Pebble Val, and then a little road that says private sticking off that.
Remind me, so IG can fill me in properly. What was the difference between the roads?
Between which roads?
Didn't you say there's a private one and then there's a public one?
Yeah, like the one called Pebble Valley is like the normal road, and then like off that, after a little like maybe a mile down that, there's like a road that says like, you know, keep out private property.
Oh, that's where he thinks it might be.
Yeah.
Okay. Neat. Good job, IG. Wow, you got so much information. This is gonna kick ass.
Yeah, I was surprised as well how easy it was.
Yeah, I know. People really just want to tell you stuff.
Yeah.
You show a little bit of interest in their life, and they're like, oh, God, I'll tell you everything around here. They're so...
Apparently.
God, they're like little fucking pinatas of information.
Hit them with some kindness, and everything comes out.
What's cool. Your progress with the technical things going?
A little bumpier than I would like it to, IG. I need to do some science studies, apparently. Or okay. At least some electronic studies. Maybe I'll see if I can find some books in the library or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was poking around in your cousin's head here. Mm-hmm. First of all, I got this microchip or this thumb drive here. Yes. I don't know if there's a spot to plug it into you or not, so you can just have all that data at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I'm thinking, IG. I got a couple of ideas, but you'd really have to trust me on this, and I'd really have to be super confident in my abilities to do this. But
yes.
I'm thinking that, number one, we already talked about putting some of those parts on you so you could be a little bit more armored in certain places that you're more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think we should still do that. That's a little less invasive for you. But I'm thinking that the internal workings of this guy are much more complex than yours, and they're a lot newer. They're newer parts. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that I don't think you have as good of a cooling system as this guy does. Which leads me to believe that the longer we spend in the desert, the harder it's going to be for you to function eventually. You know how you need to keep oil in you at all times. It's kind of like how like organic folks like myself and humans, we need to keep constantly putting water in us, some more than others, because we dehydrate quicker when we are in heat. I'm starting to worry that we may not be able to get as much oil for you that we need to keep you running smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
As things get hotter, and I may need to maybe do some sort of transfer from this guy to you to help keep you running more efficiently as we're going to have a lot of work coming up, and I don't want you having some sort of oopsie as it gets hotter out here. We can't oil you in the middle of a fight, IG.
Yeah.
Plus oil doesn't go to his brain anyway.
Yeah. So the oil keeps certain parts of you, lubricated, but your memory system, your CPU and all that doesn't really get touched by that. It needs to stay cool from an airflow. So you'd have to trust me, but I have to poke inside of your brain and pretty much transfer things from your head out of your head from this head, and it might be,
as long as it's just a cooling system, I think that wouldn't change much.
Yeah. Now my question for you is, should we find a way to transfer this data into you? Or do you already have all of it from when you spliced with it in the first place?
I have the information I got from the in myself already, and I'm kind of cautious about putting stuff in my own body because maybe there are some viruses on there or something. So I'd rather not put this thumb drive in myself.
Well, don't you think that since you're already plugged into it, that if there was a virus, you'd have caught it already?
That might be also true.
So, I would say you probably know, IG, with your... Since you got such a good hacking role, what you were able, you knew you put up like your little defenses that you can put up to keep things, bad things out. So you have like your own little firewall and shit that you were able to put up. So you feel like you're probably safe.
Okay, good.
From what you did originally, but not, it might fuck up next time if you plug it in again.
Would IG know two things? One, would IG, from the information he took, because he was on this hunt apparently, whoever he assassinated, did you give a name? Well, I guess it's three things. Did you give a name of who his contract was for? Would he know the location, and would he know if it's still there? Like how long ago it was?
I'm sure IG still remembers the guy's name. He can, if he wants to come up with a name, that's fine. He can make up his own name for the guy he killed, every woman he killed, whoever he killed. He probably knows where the location was. I don't think there was much data on there for the location for that he was able to get out, where the thing came from.
Not where it came from, where this Corpulux is.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's probably, you wrote a pretty high number, didn't you? You wrote like a 17 on your hacking.
Because if he killed them, then he would know roughly the location where they work and hang out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then wouldn't it stand a reason if he had to murder somebody at Corpulux, he would know where Corpulux is so he can do said murdering at said location?
I'll say with your 17 on hacking, it was encrypted IG, but you did get like a location for like their headquarters and stuff that was in the information in the thing's brain.
Okay, good.
But he only knew that from there. Wouldn't he already know that?
That IG doesn't have a lot of memory about his past.
So you don't remember the people that you killed? You just know that you're an assassin robot?
They probably wiped him and dumped him and threw him away.
Okay. So where is this place at?
St. Frederick's.
So you don't
Michigan.
Know. Okay. St. Frederick's, Michigan. I don't even know what state we're in now. I keep thinking we're in like New Mexico or some shit. Okay, good to know. We would know what state we're in, right? I would know, wouldn't I?
Yeah, probably.
What state are we in?
The American one.
Everything's in Arizona.
Okay.
That's where all of our games... We really like Arizona in our World Players universes.
Well, you know, that's where a lot of the stories take place. It stands to reason that we'd have some tie to it. It'd be interesting to see how the world develops. I mean, world could be desert in, like, Rhode Island, I suppose, but...
I'm going to look at like a neighboring desert place to Arizona.
Okay. IG.
Yes?
We don't have to do it right now, but you're cool with maybe trying to put a better cooling system in there so you don't overheat when we're in battle?
Mm-hmm. Upgrading, I think, is a necessary evil we need to do.
Yes. Well, maybe when we get back to Carl's, or if there's another garage around here, maybe I can get a better workspace and I can start grafting some of those other pieces on you.
Yeah.
Give you a little bit more, next time a big bulky guy wants to elbow you in the gut, you'll have a little bit more protection.
I can elbow back.
Oh, we'll give you another elbow.
Yeah. Then I have three elbows.
Okay. Well, I suppose we should head on out go check out Site 17, right?
Yeah, you have both achieved objectives.
Yes, we are very good at doing things.
Good already.